I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim Nantz with the call in the AFC Championship game. Maybe my favorite game of the entire NFL season, betting-wise at least, was Kansas City winning that game on the road in Baltimore. It was really awesome.
It was a good one.
We'll talk about the
That was a good one.
It was really good. My other thought is I'm starting to hate almost every bed that we come back from break with. Oh, I think I'm tired of like all the music.
Oh, the music.
Next week, spring cleaning. Yeah.
Okay. We'll put it on the docket. We certainly have
spring
enough
cleaning.
To fill. I think we'll find some time.
so many segments. For the people out there watching on Stadium, we appreciate you. This is our final segment for the day on Stadium. So if you want to check out the final hour, the Power Hour, I'd recommend it. Going to give you all our bets for tonight. Head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, twitch.tv/BetQL for the final 60 minutes of the show. And if you're watching us right now, and if you're not watching us, shame on you. But if you're listening to us on the radio and podcast form, you are not able to see, unfortunately for you, that we are wearing our resplendent 8 Buckets bucket hats. The good news is, though, you can buy the 8 Buckets bucket hat on YouBetterYouBetShop.com, along with hats, t-shirts, and more. All sorts of good stuff. All your You Better You Bet merchandise, all your favorite slogans, YouBetterYouBetShop.com, YouBetterYouBetShop.com. All right, let's talk Ravens here, Ken. I set the stage before we went to the last break about their offseason losing Mike McDonald and some players they may lose in free agency. And they obviously had an amazing regular season last year. Win total's going to be high again. Just how high do we think it's going to be? So talk to us about the Ravens schedule, and then let's make some guesses.
Yeah, obviously a team that'll be rated really, really highly next year. Just when you put that rating against the schedule, what number do you end up with? Is it the highest number in the league? Probably not. It's probably in that second tier after what will likely be San Francisco, and I'm curious to have that discussion when we get to the Niners. How high of a number are we talking about here, depending on what else happens in the division? What's Seattle look like going into next year? Stuff like that. What's Arizona? What if Arizona trades Kyler Murray, and now the Niners are favored by like a touchdown in every single game that they play or something like that? But for the Ravens, pretty interesting kind of setup here. Obviously, like same coach, same quarterback from last year, a coach and a quarterback that get a ton of respect in the betting market, especially the coach. Like that predates Lamar Jackson, obviously, and been there for a number of years. They win a lot of games all the time, and that'll frequently be reflected in their win total at the start of the year. Last year, they won 13 games. I think everybody knows Lamar won MVP. They played like, so their Pythagorean expectation, they played like about a 13-win team, a little more than 13, so sort of an authentic 13 wins, if you want to think about it that way. Any way you take their season stats just last season and slice them up, you're going to get something that looks awesome, that looks like the best team in the league. DVOA, they were fourth in offense and first in defense, like a preposterous combination. Again, part of what created that first in offense is the coordinator who's not there anymore, but part of what created it is the talent, and a lot of those guys are still there. And some of them are getting older and maybe getting better, like Kyle Hamilton, for example. So fourth in offense and first in defense, you keep the quarterback, you keep the coach, you keep a lot of the defense. It's going to be a really good team unless they have a lot of bad injury luck, right? From a schedule standpoint, you'll get to see them against a lot of the best teams in the league, which is awesome as a fan, right? So they draw the AFC North their two division cross matches. So everybody in the AFC North will play everybody in the AFC West and everybody in the NFC East. Those will be the two cross matches, which means, and I'll do Baltimore's their first place schedule, they'll play Buffalo and Houston will be their kind of extra opponents in the AFC. And I don't really know. Well, I know how this happened, but it's just funny that this is the game. Their, quote, like, bonus opponent, like their 17th game that nobody else gets, is Tampa Bay, which is just really funny. Tampa Bay won the NFC South. So it is kind of fun. You'll get to see, well, you're going to see the Ravens play Tampa Bay. I don't think anybody even wants to see that. But you'll see the Ravens play Mahomes and the Chiefs. You'll see the Ravens play Justin Herbert and the Chargers. You'll see them play Josh Allen and the Bills, Stroud and the basically the entire MVP watch list, Stroud and the Texans, and you'll see them play the Eagles and the Cowboys, which will be really fun next year. So we'll have Ravens-Cowboys, which we don't have very often, and Ravens-Eagles, which will be really fun too. That being said, what do I think the number will be in the market as a guess just to start with? Your starting point against a really like best-rated team in the league against a tough schedule is probably something like 11 would be my guess, and it would be higher. Like, again, people are going to hear that and be like, how is it not higher? You just told us they're, like, the best team ever last year. Because they won't be as big a favorite as the Niners will be in a lot of the games that they play, basically. And that'll just be the difference. So I think 11, maybe 11.5 is a good starting point.
I think if it were 11.5, I'd want to bet the under. So I think I think 11 is the right number.
It's tough to, for just frame of reference for people, We've only had a few years of the 17-game schedule. Otherwise, we have like tons of history of how teams are rated for a 16-game schedule. You don't see teams rated like 4 or worse or 4.5 very often on the low end. And on the high end, like, you'll see a 12, but like you won't see a lot of them. Even the best teams, like Mahomes a couple times has been in the 11.5, 12, 12.5 range, I think. The Niners last year were an 11.5. It just kind of gives you an idea, like, what's the top? The Bengals were an 11.5 last year before Burrow got hurt, before the season started. That kind of gives you an idea what the top end is usually. So I think viewing the Ravens as like in the top end, but maybe not exactly at the top end is a good way to think about it.
What would you want to do right now? And, like, things can change, obviously, but win total, if it were 11.5 for Baltimore.
Well, I'll tell you what I would hope would happen. This dodges the question a little bit. Because, like, it's this coach-quarterback tandem. I can't just be like, well, I don't buy it under. Like, great, Mike McDonald's awesome. Also, this team wins a billion games all the time. So, like, of course they can do it again. I guess my thing would be, the Ravens and the Bills are linked together in this historical way where they have chosen to basically, like, they've now both run into Mahomes in the playoffs. One's run into Mahomes multiple times now, the Bills, and both of kind of like his fiercest AFC challengers have, you know, along with the Bengals, the Bills and the Ravens have chosen to just run it back again, coach quarterback wise. And it's not like the Ravens were not going to change Harbaugh or Lamar Jackson. That wasn't going to happen. But the Bills stuck with McDermott for now.
The Bills could have done it. The Ravens could have.
They could have done it. And so you got these same tandems like, well, we haven't beaten them yet. Let's try the same thing again. And you would never blame Baltimore for doing this. Of course, they just had a great season. But no quarterback coach tandem that's ever been together as long as either of these has ever gone to a Super Bowl or won it. It's never happened. And part of it is that tandems don't stick together for a very long time. They usually don't have a sustained run of success. Or if they do, they go to a freaking Super Bowl. But these teams haven't done it because Mahomes has been there. So they've been as good as they can be without being Patrick Mahomes. And so they're kind of in this weird historical no man's land where you're just going to keep running it back and keep running it back because it's going really well. You just keep running into, especially in the Bills case, this guy who's the best of all time. And so to me, it's kind of like, well, what do I do with two teams like that where they are historical outliers? Nobody ever wins doing this. You never win running your head into the wall over and over again. The same. You change something. And then by changing something, maybe you find something that works in terms of a postseason Super Bowl appearance, win a Super Bowl sense. Can they overcome that? Is it just a matter of they need things to break the right way and they're there, they just need something to break the right way, or maybe Mahomes gets knocked off by somebody else and they go and they win? It's happened to, you know, Cincinnati was able to do it themselves when they lost to the Rams. Maybe that's what it is, but they're interesting because in the futures market, they will be viewed as like strong contenders the entire season. They're going to win a lot of games and the Ravens might end up being one of the favorites at the end of the season. Do you buy that this tandem is the tandem that can do that and even go to the game, much less win the Super Bowl? So I think they're both Buffalo and Baltimore, who we've done already, are really interesting in that. So what do I hope happens? I kind of hope they win a lot and I kind of might be against them again, and that them being really good will open up opportunities to bet somebody else.
Yeah, I think it's a really, and like, I look, Kansas City, Baltimore again next year. Are people really going to do this again with the Baltimore Ravens against Mahomes?
Right, exactly. Come on.
team I bet last time. Also, like, you know, assume like Watson health, and I know the Browns went to the playoffs, but assume Watson health, assume the Steelers are going to have a better starting option next year, assume Burrow health. It's just like, I don't know, I think it's a tough ask for Baltimore to win that many regular season games again. And like 11 wins is still a great season. I think 11's the right number. I'd be interested in the under, Ken, at 11.5. So we want to settle at 11 here for Baltimore as being the right answer.
Yeah, I think with the division, like, they play in the toughest division, and it'll get tougher because you figure the Steelers are upgrade at quarterback. You figure the Browns will have better health, and the Ravens were able to catch those teams all off their game a little bit. You know, Burrow got hurt. Browns had five quarterbacks. Steelers had Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph. Like, it's probably not going to be like that again. So I think 11, you know, basically for them to be worse than they were last year is totally reasonable.
How would you change your mind if Justin Madubuike signed elsewhere and played elsewhere next season?
9.5. These are the kinds of news stories that, like, you always bring them up, and you're right. Like, I think our listeners care a lot about this stuff, and I kind of care a lot about it. Like, if somebody changes teams, L'Jarius Sneed, we haven't done that yet today. What happened with him? So, like, this stuff matters. You just are like, it's kind of like a point spread market too, where you just go, all right, that guy's out. So what, I guess, a little bit. And with win totals, it's no different. Yeah. Like, you know, unless it's a quarterback, giant offensive skill position player, edge rusher, you know, Jalen Ramsey type corner. Like, these are okay, great. You know, like, you know, left tackle when the team had a terrible offensive line. Sure. Maybe they move the needle. Everybody else. And even some of those guys that I mentioned, like, you know, if the Ravens were 11 and they lost some of those guys, it's probably still 11. It's Lamar and it's Harbaugh and it's what they were last year.
We don't have a ton of time left this hour. So we could do a little bit on the L'Jarius Sneed news here, which is Chiefs will franchise tag him, try to work out a long-term deal, but they're giving Sneed and his camp permission to seek a trade. If this were any other team, I'd be like, wow, this is a devastating blow potentially. It's Kansas City. Great. So they'll trade Sneed for like a first round pick and maybe something else. Brett Veach has been one of the great drafters of all time so far in his tenure as Chiefs general manager. They'll draft someone else. That player will be really good. And they have Mahomes. And if the player's bad, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter, right? Who cares? They still have their 15.
It just doesn't matter in a betting market, I guess, would be like the right way to think about it. Probably. I don't think it'll matter in a betting market, but, I don't know. We're just going to kind of have to wait and see. Like, if they lost both, I would have been curious to see the run out of like Jones and Sneed both gone. What, like, is it less than we think? Like, do people not think the Chiefs will win the division next year? They just feel so bulletproof right now after they won with the team they won with last year, especially.
All right, final hour, power hour coming up next. Head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. We'll do more teams from the AFC North in 8 buckets. We'll start with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and the Cincinnati Bengals, and we'll give you all our bets coming up for tonight in the NHL, college hoops, and the NBA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.